I live for castor oil packs. I believe wholeheartedly in their power. And among other things, castor oil packs are what helped me heal my body, heal my skin in a way that felt gentle and not punishing, which was definitely a departure from what I had been trying. They are currently getting all the shine, and by they, I mean castor oil packs, and they are becoming very mainstream. And I thought this would be a perfect opportunity to talk about it. So what is castor oil? I mean, your grandparents 100% know this oil and its power. I remember my grandparents giving us castor oil to get my bowels moving, but it really is so much more than that. Castor oil heals wounds. If you put castor oil on a cut, on a scrape, on a burn, you will see it heal faster than if you just left it. It is nature's polysporin. It's also anti-inflammatory. So it helps with pain. It helps with skin. Certainly if you have an inflammatory skin issue like eczema, psoriasis, anything like that, castor oil packs and castor oil rather will help you in that area. Castor oil is also used in reproductive ways, so to help with endometriosis, PMS, cramps. And that's why I say this is an oil that is so much more than just trying to get your bowels moving. There is so much to this oil that has the power to help us heal our wounds, heal our reproductive system, to heal our skin, and to also keep the bowels moving. As one of the oldest seeds on the planet, castor oil is a natural purgative. So you want a crap? Castor oil pack. Seriously, ingesting castor oil will move you because castor oil is rich in fatty acids. And so these aren't easily absorbed. So they move through the body collecting waste and then it comes out through our bowels. And so this is really important because if you are someone that is constantly dealing with constipation, you have gas, you have bloating because they're just like things that are backed up and impacted in there, castor oil will help you significantly. And so when it comes to moving your bowels, one of the most efficient ways to do that is by ingesting castor oil. The thing about the ingesting of castor oil is a little goes a long way. Moderation is key. As someone who is an overdoer just by nature, I'm the type of person that's like, this is good, but more is better, no? In this case, more is not better because if you go over the recommended amount of castor oil, what's going to happen is you're going to shit. But you'll probably shit your pants. Like, you won't be able to hold it in. And that's not what you want. You don't want to be embarrassed. You just want to be healed. You just want your bowels to move. And so moderation is absolutely 100% key in this. But if you are experiencing constipation, certainly during the holidays where you might be eating different things, you might be indulging a little bit more and your bowels are feeling it, castor oil. It's winter. It's the holidays. Everyone is getting sick. I myself just got over being sick. I'm surprised I haven't coughed in your ear yet. But the thing about castor oil packs is they are amazing for immunity. They help with blood flow and they encourage the development of bacteria fighting blood cells, which means that more T cell production in your body, and this helps our immune system. And so castor oil packs are going to help you stay well this holiday season. If you have a lot of parties, if you are drinking a lot, if you are not getting a lot of sleep, I mean, I encourage you to do those things. But castor oil packs can help bridge the gap with some of those things that you're doing that might not be like immunity supportive. The castor oil pack can sort of make up some of that difference during this time. Is that a forever solution to bad habits? No. But during the holidays, we do what we can. And castor oil packs is one of the things that we do because we can. Okay, so while immunity is so important during this time of year, the one benefit that means the most during this time, as far as castor oil is concerned and you, is the liver health benefits, truly. The idea is that castor oil packs help the liver move particles out and cleanse the body. Now, when we talk about glucose, and we talk about immunity, and we talk about just overall health and vitality, our gut is so involved in that. And a lot of people, when they think of their gut, they think of their large intestine, their small intestine, their stomach, but they don't think about their liver. Our liver is a gut organ for sure. It has so many impacts on our body like the gut does. But we don't take care of our liver like we take care of our gut. We're out here popping probiotics. We're taking prebiotics. We're eating miso. We're drinking kombucha. You know, we're having sauerkraut. And we're doing all of that, which is fantastic. Our gut loves that. But we also need to make sure that we are boosting our liver health. Because if you are just focusing on like the stomach, the large intestine, the small intestine, you are missing half of the conversation if you're not talking about your liver. And so this is where I noticed the most results in my healing journey, because most skin issues like eczema or, you know, psoriasis or something like that are rooted in toxin overload in the body. And how we remove excesses in our body is through our liver. It all goes through that pathway. So cleansing the liver nightly through castor oil packs changed everything for me. And I think it will change everything for you. Now, you might not be dealing with, an inflammatory skin issue at this time. That being said, inflammation is caused by drinking, by not sleeping enough, by maybe taking medications or other recreational things, no judgment. But when we are, you know, deep in all of that, it causes inflammation in the body. And so having something like castor oil packs that are going to help the body remove any of the toxic load from the liver and therefore increase the body's ability to heal and to move through some of these things with health is paramount. And so not every remedy that is meant to heal our bodies is ingested. I know that I talk about healing naturally and walking through this world in flow with our bodies and healing as opposed to trying to force it to do something. But what I love about castor oil packs is for someone like me who can be a picky eater and just whatever, it's one of the easiest things that I have been able to do as far as my healing journey is concerned. I just put oil on the castor oil pack, put it on my liver. Bob's your uncle. It's amazing. It's done. And it has been so powerful in the healing of my body. Now, this is the holiday season and drinks and other things, like I said, are probably flowing. And so boosting your liver function is going to change the game with how you feel day over day, week over week during this time. So that, like I said before, you get to January feeling good. I think that I know for myself, January, like the first 2 weeks of January used to be like personified by like low ebb. My brain isn't firing. I'm tired. I'm sluggish. I'm just like all of these different things because I didn't pay any mind to what was happening during the holidays. I was paying mind to the good times, but not paying mind to sort of like boosting myself during those good times. And the difference now in my life is that I still enjoy all the trappings that the holiday has to offer, but I make sure that I'm supporting myself in other ways, you know, hydrating, doing castor oil packs, making sure that I'm drinking elixirs, you know, moving my body, like things, apple cider vinegar, like I talked about in the last episode. And so you want to make sure that you are adding back to the bank of your health during this time. You're definitely, you know, making, you know, withdrawals, as it were, if we're talking about this like a bank. But you can also do some deposits so that when you get to the end of it, you kind of break even. I know for myself, I don't expect to get to January healthier. I know that sounds crazy, but I don't. But I want to get there feeling exactly how I felt, you know, December 1st when we went into this season. So liver health is one of the most impactful things that castor oil packs are and benefits that castor oil packs are going to give to you, especially during the holiday season. To know me is to know that I love castor oil packs. I've been a loyal devotee of castor oil packs for over 2.5 years, and I credit them with the healing I was able to do naturally of eczema and all sorts of other stuff. But admittedly, DIY homemade castor oil packs can be messy. No shade, just truth. But not when you use the Queen of Thrones castor oil packs. These naturopathic doctor designed, clinically practiced, and patient preferred castor oil packs have been used since 2007. And there's no need for heat, you avoid the mess, and you only use the highest quality castor oil. I have trusted these castor oil packs since my journey with castor oil began because there's no mess. It's really straightforward, really easy to use, meaning that I could just get the benefits of castor oil right away. So if you want to experience castor oil and experience the benefits that it can have for your reproductive system, your digestion, your liver health, your thyroid health, and more, Visit the show notes of this episode to find the link to the Queen of Thrones castor oil packs. You can get all the information on that website about how to do them, any questions that you might have. It's a really valuable resource in addition to a place where you can buy one for yourself. This practice changed my life. And if you are suffering with anything reproductive, if you're suffering with skin issues, inflammation, whatever, I know that castor oil packs can help you. So head to this episode's show notes for that link. Okay, so we've talked about the benefits of castor oil packs, but how do you use them? And so I'll tell you about how I use castor oil packs and the ways that I employ them in my life to help me. And the first is I use castor oil topically. It's really great. It's a good thick oil for winter moisturizing. In the summer, it's a bit too thick. In the summer, I usually opt for something like coconut or maybe even olive oil, but those are a bit too thin in the winter months, certainly in Canada. I don't know where you are, but they'd be, you know, too thick for me here. That being said, you know, I think that if you have skin that is prone to drying out, you know, you have an inflammatory skin issue, but from the outside it's itchy and dry and all of that, castor oil can be a really great oil to help bridge that gap of you like healing and being healed. So I still use castor oil because I find that in the winter, my prone to eczema skin tends to just get dry. And so I use castor oil pack to sort of circumvent that. Now I use castor oil packs all the time. So topically, of course, but castor oil packs go in two places for me. So castor oil packs can go on your liver. So it's an outside thing. They can go on your reproductive area. They can go on your thyroid. Those are the three areas that I generally see people using castor oil for health. That being said, I think it's important, and I hear this a lot too when people are educating about castor oil packs, is that if you have, say, like a thyroid issue or a reproductive issue, or you're trying to boost some, you know, your egg quality or your uterine health or whatever, or you're maybe trying to get your thyroid to, you know, comply, what I would always suggest first is that you do castor oil packs on your liver for about 2 to 3 weeks, maybe three times a week or more. The reason I say this is that we have to make sure that your liver detox pathway is ready to do what it needs to do as far as a detox organ and pushing everything out so it comes out in our waste. Now, if your liver is congested and backed up and you go straight to doing castor oil packs on your uterus, where that waste is going to go is through your liver. But if your liver is not ready to pull it through and get it out, it will just recirculate back into your body. Pubwine. You don't want that. No bueno. So instead, you want to do castor oil packs on your liver, like I said, for about 2 to 3 weeks, 3 to 5 times a week, and then move to the other places. So how I do it is I still do castor oil packs on my liver at night. So maybe like, you know, 2 to 3 times a week, I'll do it at night on my liver. I sleep with it. It's all good. And then maybe 1 to 2 times a week, I'll do a castor oil pack on my uterus or maybe my thyroid, sort of just depending on my vibes, because those are two areas that I really like to focus on. But just making sure that my liver is ready to receive and do what it needs to do. Otherwise, you could actually just be making some of your symptoms worse because of the recycling of those toxins, because you just tried to rush the process. Never rush. Go in flow. Realize that healing this way and living this way, a lot of the things that we're going to do takes time. I like to use the example of like yeast infections. So I had like recurring yeast infections and I was given really strong antibiotics, which I believe is what started the whole eczema journey for myself. We'll talk about that at another time. But I believe that what we're doing here might take a little bit more time to heal. But like, you know, those pills, they act fast. Like I took one pill for like the craziest yeast infection. And while the yeast infection went away, it killed everything in my gut. Now, when you are doing things the natural way, it might take a little bit more time as opposed to just like a one pill, air quotations, fixes it all. But when you heal and flow with your body, nobody can take that away from you. Nobody can come and take your pill bottle and be like, well, bye-bye. Because often when we go off of these prescriptions, what happens is it's a spiral of all these other things. I digress. All this to say that when you are using castor oil packs to heal your liver, to decongest your liver, to, you know, help with your reproductive system or help boost your thyroid, all of that, it's going to take a little bit of time. I don't want you to think that this is a 1 week process. It's not. Certainly if you're using castor oil packs just to help you during the holiday season, yes, you're going to get those results and it's going to help you feel good when you get to January. But if you're, you know, in the trenches and you're trying to figure out a healing protocol that is natural for yourself, castor oil packs and castor oil in general definitely fits within that. But you always have to know that this takes a little bit more time. It didn't take you a week to get sick and to get to the sickness that you are and the level that you are. It won't take a week to get out of it. That's just facts. Okay, so back on track. I also use castor oil packs on my eyebrows and eyelashes. This is a fringe benefit, but castor oil pack was used by like Cleopatra to grow her lashes and grow her brows. And I mean, that bitch was beautiful based on all the pictures I've seen. So I use it on my eyebrows, I use it on my eyelashes, it promotes hair growth. I like to call it on my eyelashes Mother Nature's Latisse. I used to use Latisse back in the day and it works really well at growing your eyelashes. But castor oil works very similarly as well. It's just like a fringe benefit. Now, I know for me that those are the ways that I tend to use the castor oil packs the most or castor oil the most, but how you use it will vary. That being said, it can be used topically, it can be ingested in moderation, it can be used as packs on the liver, the reproductive system, the thyroid, and it can also be used to grow your hair. All this to say, castor oil is amazing. I want to go over some do's and don'ts with you because there are some things that you have to consider. You can't just go get the castor oil pack and get this, you know, Boeing going. Thanks, WestJet, for that one. So the thing is you want to do them nightly to start. For myself, I did castor oil packs for 3 weeks, 7 days, like a week for 3 weeks straight. So I wore them at night. I slept with it just to, again, make sure that I was making sure my body was ready to move to the next stage. So move to putting it on my thyroid or putting it on my uterus and like eggs and that whole area. So again, you just want to make sure that you give your liver enough time to get to a place that it's going to be able to do what it needs to do with the toxins that are being, you know, moved from other areas. But again, do them nightly on your liver 3 to 4 weeks and then move to other places. And also you want to buy your oil in glass. This is something that we are using for health benefits. We are putting it right on our body, right on our liver. And castor oil permeates the skin barrier. It goes all the way through. That's why it's so powerful, because it gets right in there. But if you are using an oil that is stored in plastic and who knows when it was packed, little plastic particles are leaching into that oil. Look, it's just what happens. It's just facts. No shade, no hate. It's just what is. And so if you are using castor oil as a healing tool, as like a medicine, you don't want little plastic particles in your medicine, now do you? And so making sure that you get it in glass ensures that none of those plastic particles are in there. Making sure that it's in dark glass is also great, because that makes sure that the oil doesn't get denatured by heat or light or any of that. You just want to make sure that if you are spending money on this healing modality, that you're actually doing it right. Now, the castor oil pack that I use is the Queen of Thrones castor oil pack. I love it so much. I've had mine for over 2 years now. And when you go to the Queen of Thrones website, and I will link it in the show notes, so you can just go check it out and click and like look and see which one works best for you, which castor oil pack works best for you. They have ones that fit around your neck for your thyroid. There's one that's really big for your reproductive area. There's one for your liver. I have the one for my liver. And I'll be honest with you, I use that on my uterus area. I double wrap it around my neck for my thyroid. So I only bought one. I don't think you need to buy multiple. I think that's just excessive. So that would be my hot tip for you. But what I like about Queen of Thrones and this castor oil pack, because you can make your own castor oil pack, 100%. I'll leave that up to you to Google. But it can get messy. With the castor oil pack from Queen of Thrones, it's not messy. And that was really important to me, because I like my sheets, I like my bedding, I like my clothes. I don't want them to get all zug up with oil. So that's my vibe. But Queen of Thrones castor oil pack is great. They're really easy to use, really accessible. You can find them everywhere. They deliver everywhere. And I stand behind them wholeheartedly. Here's what you don't want to do. You absolutely, unequivocally do not want to do a castor oil pack when you are on your period. Castor oil packs encourage smooth muscle contraction. And that's how it gets everything out of your liver. It starts to contract and it's moving through and pulling toxins out, and the contractions are making sure that it gets to your bowels and it goes out. Now, if you do a castor oil pack when you're on your period, you are also going to get smooth muscle contractions, which is fantastic. It's what we want. But when you're on your period and your uterus is already contracting, and it in and of itself is a smooth muscle, what will happen is you will bleed like a stuck pig. I can promise you that. People actually pass out because they lose so much blood. And so I highly, highly, highly recommend castor oil packs every other time other than your period, because you will bleed a lot, you will feel very depleted, and it's not the time to do them. Another time you absolutely don't want any part of castor oil in any measure is if you are pregnant or you are trying to conceive. Again, your uterus is a smooth muscle. If you have a baby in there and that muscle starts to contract, what do you think is going to happen? That baby's going to want to come out. Bad news bears. And so not while you're pregnant, nowhere near pregnancy, until the end, if your doctor says, babes, let's get this baby out. Then you can start ingesting castor oil, because that'll get the contractions going. But from conception to, you know, the 37th week, just give your castor oil to someone else. You also don't want to use it if you are trying to conceive, because you don't want any excess action around that area when you're trying to get implantation. And so just, you want to stay away from castor oil packs in those situations, and just castor oil in general, because you don't want smooth muscle contractions during that time. You want those smooth muscles to contract when they're ready. When that little baby says, ding dong, I'm ready to come into the real world. So that's my caution to you. Don't use them on your period, because unless you want to pass out from bleeding, unless you want to get a day off work, but like show face, go to work and be like, I tried, and then you pass out. Highly recommend. But other than that, no. And you also don't want to use it when you are trying to conceive or you are, congratulations, pregnant. Okay, so here are some things that you want to consider and just be mindful of when you are doing castor oil packs. If you find that you do a castor oil pack at night and you wake up and you don't have a good bowel movement, okay, it's like, okay, maybe you need to start taking magnesium. Maybe you need to add some things in order to allow your body to move the way it needs to with the presence of castor oil. Another thing is you want to be really well hydrated, because this is meant as a detox tool. It is helping our blood. It's helping smooth muscle contractions. And when we don't have enough water in our body, a lot of those systems are impaired. And so making sure that you're hydrated. I get up every single morning and I have like a tall glass of water, like first thing, because at least that means I'm not operating on the back foot as far as hydration is concerned during my day. And the another thing, and the last thing that I would really just like keep an eye out for is that if after, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, you're not noticing you're feeling better, you're not noticing any improvement on the things that you were sort of looking to castor oil for. And this, again, applies to the people who are using castor oil for healing and not just for the holidays. Then maybe you need to look a little bit deeper. Maybe you have a parasite. Maybe there's some mold stuff going on in your body. And so again, castor oil packs are amazing. They are miraculous to a degree, but you know, they're not a full miracle. So if you're finding that you are still experiencing negative symptoms from whatever you're experiencing, it might be time to go further down the path, blood testing, GI mapping, etc. But all this to say that castor oil is great. I really think you should get into it. I truly credit castor oil packs as one of the things that I did and still do to heal naturally. And they are still a big part of my wellness routine. I use castor oil packs on my face. I use it on my skin. I use it on my liver. I mean, I use it everywhere because I believe so strongly in its ability to really help us lean into healing and wellness from a perspective that's in flow with our body as opposed to in force. That's what I'm all about. And if you want to feel good, castor oil packs. You want to feel better, castor oil packs. They're truly the holiday health vibe, but honestly, they're the whole year, I want to feel good, I want to feel at home in my body vibe. So yeah, I hope that you fall in love with castor oil as much as I have, because honestly, it's wonderful. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Glow Up Tips for the Girls podcast. If you like this podcast, and I really hope you do, please leave me a rating, a review, subscribe, share. I mean, open your window and just scream out, listen to this podcast. And if you have any feedback for me, please join me on Instagram at bianca.osborne, and you can give it to me there. The good, the bad, the ugly, I welcome it all. From my lips to your ears, shine on. See you next time.